Bail application continues for the three people accused in the Amy Lee de Jager kidnapping case. Pieter van Sail, Letitia Nell and Therina Himan. Khumotso Modisa of Eyewitness News has been covering the case. Khumotso, it's not finished yet. They're coming back to court in, what, just more than a week's time to continue with a bail application?
That's right, John. We're sitting with the situation now that the court has had to be adjourned today after proceedings really took half the day. What happened today really was that the representatives for the three accused were cross-examining the investigating officer who had given his version of events from yesterday. And they were really poking holes into his version. You know, we saw them really questioning some of his, you know, the things that he detailed from whether, you know, what happened at the arrest. You know, he's also told the court that two of those accused have confessed or admitted to being party to the crime. And so the lawyers today really were speaking against this. But also, John, they really wanted to get to the point where the court understands, according to them, that they are eligible for bail, or at least their clients are eligible for bail, and they shouldn't have to sit, you know, or stay in police custody for the duration of the trial. So that's really what happened today. Another interesting thing that we saw today, John, was that two of the three accused, two of the ladies who had been accused, John, they brought an application to the court, or at least their legal representatives brought their applications to the court to have the court allow them to be moved from the Johannesburg prison, formerly known as the Sun City prison, and move them to a prison cell in Vanderbijl Park at the Vanderbijl Park police station. And their reason for this, John, was because they've been intimidated. They've been allegedly intimidated. And it seems that the inmates that are at the Johannesburg prison have been following the trial and have been seeing the live stream. So, you know, when they went back into their cells, they threatened them and they feel that they can't stay there. They say that there are, 70 other inmates in just that one cell. So they did try to get the court to order them to go to a holding cell or to be in a cell at the Vanderbijl Park police station. But that couldn't work, John, because there was a situation where the state objected, saying that those cells aren't in use anymore, and the people that are arrested, they have to be taken to Boipatong or Sharpeville, and those cells are even full. So there isn't a place, according to the NPA, for them to be moved from the Sun City police station or the Johannesburg prison to the police station in Vanderbijl Park.
The issue of accepting guilt and confessions, because if somebody said to me, John, who was responsible for Amy de Jager's kidnapping and why, I would say, well, it was Therina Himan who's behind it. She is a teacher at the school, and she's a very good friend of Amy Lee de Jager's mother, and she needed some money in a hurry. There's been talk of debts and drug debts and so on, and so she arranged for the kidnapping to happen. I mean, to what extent is that version of events disputed by the accused?
So, John, what would have to happen now, and this came up quite a bit in this portion of proceedings. So remember, there's a statement that the investigating officer takes from the suspects, from the accused. And once he's done that, he submits that to the courts, and that is brought to court in written format. But again, the court needs them to testify, the accused to testify and actually say what they said they did in their affidavits. You'll remember a court case that was a very high profile, well followed, the Sandile Mansu trial, John, where we'd seen apparently that he'd admitted to being in some sort of a cult. And he did that verbally to the investigating officer. But in court, he denies this and said he'd never said that. And so it is important that even after they have admitted it, and according to the IO, they've even put it in writing, they need to admit it in court. And the IO says that they are willing to take a stand and admit in court. The stories that were brought respectively between Nell and Himan. Nell alleges that Himan is the actual mastermind behind this, as you mentioned, and she's the one that had been driving this. we also heard yesterday in court, John, that she apparently, the initial plan was to fake her kidnapping so her family could pay them the 2 million rand. And when that didn't work, they tried or they thought of kidnapping another one of her family members so that her brother could pay the money. So, I mean, a lot of what was said yesterday was pointing to that allegation that she's the mastermind behind this. And then Nell just said, you know, she needed the money and she fell into this. This is in her admission that we have not seen. So that will have to be brought into court. The court is in possession of those documents, of course, but it needs to be in the court record said in the chambers of Magistrate Hussein Kotla.
Thank you very much, Khumotsi Modisa of Eyewitness News.